Hello. Hope you're all well. Just reflecting on the fact that I turned 30 on Sunday, Saturday even, and how much has changed really in the past 10 years. You know, when I was 10, when I was 20, I was living in a bungalow in Farnborough, going to university on a degree that I kind of liked, but I wasn't really nuts about. And I was basically kind of looking into my future and seeing not very much. Not in a depressing way, but you know, I genuinely didn't know what I wanted to do. I just loved the music, and I knew I wanted to work in music, so that was what I kind of set out to do. And you know, the funny thing about it is that I went through the music industry, I did some really interesting things, I got really excited, and the funny thing is, I've ended up doing something now that 10 years ago, wasn't even kind of a twinkle in the eye of the people who kind of developed it. And you know, I'm kind of talking about social media, you know, being a community editor and handling, like, you know, going in and talking on a day-to-day basis about Twitter and about Facebook and about Audioboo and kind of analyzing it and kind of looking into it and really kind of looking at the way that people communicate. It was something that was completely kind of, I wouldn't have been able to kind of envisage it really, back then. But now it's something that, you know, 20-year-olds and people below that, you know, people younger than that and people older than that, people of all ages have really kind of embraced. And I guess it's, I guess that the thing is, it kind of, you know, when I think about that, and it makes me kind of realize that you really do kind of, you know, it is true when people say you never know what's around the corner. I moved up to Manchester as well, with my girlfriend, a year ago today, and you know, we've been through so much kind of, you know, so much change, even in that period of time. The world changes a lot in a very short space of time, and all you've got to do is just kind of try and be as consistent as you can, and just try and be yourself, which is difficult when you've got kind of so many different kind of distractions and so many different things going on at any one time. And social is definitely one of them. But no, I guess that what I wanted to say really is, over the past 10 years, I've had a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of ups, and I've had a lot of downs, and I can't say that I've enjoyed every minute of it, but every minute of it has added up to, you know, where I am today. And to that end, and for that very reason, I wouldn't give up a second of that experience. So, well, happy with the first 30 years of my life. Looking forward to at least 30 more. I think that it's, you know, I think that 40 would be all right. I think that 50 would be cracking, actually. But do I know where I'm going to be then? No. Do I know where I'm going to be in a year's time? Well, I'd like to know where I was going to be in a year's time, but I don't really. I'm just enjoying it at the moment. Life's pretty good. Like, well, life isn't pretty good. Life is very good. And I guess that one thing you know, I'd like to think about is probably making it better for more people. That would probably be, like, you know, aside from happiness, that would be my number one aim in life, I guess. So anyway, it's just me guffing along, talking shit. Anyway, thanks.